Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're back, B. Mitch and Finley. Steve Zabin sitting in for J.P. Finley here on The Fan. Just got that news about Jackson Dart. I don't know why I looked these things up. J-A-X-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah.
That is ranked the number 93rd most popular boy name in the country. So it's a top 100 name, even with the X in the spelling,
wow,
which is weird.
That's crazy.
Traditional Jackson, without the X, what ranking do you think that is as a boy name?
Outside of 100.
No, 17.
17? Wow.
17.
Wow.
So a little Jackson factoid. And the other factoid is he's not playing. So the crab leg kid is back in at start. Okay. To the rude guest hotline we go, Brian.
All right. And joining us, the governor of the great state of Maryland, Wes Moore. Gov, you're 30-25 so far this year. And
I'll take Coach B. Mitch. I'll take Coach.
Nice.
Well, Coach Moore joined us right now.
Coach Moore.
Hey, so hey, Zabin has joined us.
I got to tell you on that Jackson name. If this kid keeps on playing, if he turns out to what the Giants actually hope he's going to be, you're going to see JAX rise up those
it
ranks.
May rise
and he's a good looking
ranks.
Dude, so you know people going to want to name after him then.
Absolutely, right. But he's got to take care of himself. He's getting knocked around too much.
Yeah, he got to stop leading with his head.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
All right, Gov, let's get right into it. I'm going to save the Ravens game for you last, and I'm going to start off with the Colts and the Chiefs. If the Chiefs lose, it'll help you all out some, I'm sure.
It sure would. But I don't think they're going to. Here's the only reason why. Like, I think the Chiefs are continuing what has really been one of the great dynasties that we've seen in football. But every single year we're watching a chipping away of that. And while the Chiefs really have had a lot of ups and downs, I think last week's game, I think people really need to pay attention to, because while the Chiefs are on the downside, I'm telling everyone who will listen to me, watch out for the Broncos. They are looking like a legit threat to be able to pull off to get out of the AFC. But on this game, I think the big thing is that Jonathan Taylor is just a monster. I mean, he's continuing to show why he is one of the real front runners for MVP. But the challenge is going to be this: is that Daniel Jones is dealing with an injury, and so what's going to happen? What you're going to see the Chiefs do, which they're actually really good at, they're just going to pack the box. And they're going to do what they need to do to be able to stop Jonathan Taylor from being able to pull off 200 yards. And so if you look at the fact that the Chiefs are at home, you look at the fact that Daniel Jones is not fully healthy, I think you're going to see the Chiefs pull this one. The Chiefs will pull this one off.
All right. Well, your next game, it's a game everybody around here will be paying attention to, the Eagles and the Cowboys. I think we're all Eagles fans this weekend.
I am never going to be an Eagles fan, but I'm with you on that. We all hate the Cowboys. But listen, as much as I absolutely hate the Dallas Cowboys, I actually think they're going to pull this one off. I think they're going to. And here's the thing. It's very tough to beat the same team twice in the NFL. And I think we're all seeing, because once you get to your division game, your division games just carry a different kind of weight. And when you saw the Eagles pull that one off in week one, I think the Cowboys are just going to are a better team than they were in week one. Now, I say they're good to all the Cowboys fans out there, but they're a better team than they were in week one. The thing that actually gives me a pause for the Eagles on this too is that the game is in Dallas and the place just gets loud. Dallas is a tough place to play, and so the fact that the Eagles are looking pretty banged up, the fact that there's been a whole lot of this week, so much of the talk has been locker room talk about the Eagles, which is never a good thing when the week is dominated by who in your locker room is saying what about who in the locker room. I think the Cowboys pull off a win this week.
Yeah, I cannot root for the Eagles ever, B-Mitch.
Well, I got a little reason I root for them against Cowboys for sure.
I know, but I do enjoy the rivalry because I think it's one of the best so-called B-side rivalries in the NFL, where they hate each other. They've only met four times in the playoffs. I looked this up, so there's not a lot of big history in the postseason. But the Bounty Bowls in '89. Bounty Bowl 1, Bounty Bowl 2 were such good stuff because after the game, you had a red-faced Jimmy Johnson saying, I went to go shake Buddy Ryan's hand, but he ran his fat ass off the field before I could get to him. And I was like, oh, that's good hatred right there.
Oh, yeah. That, well, that makes
look at you, Steve. I love the pullback. I love it, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so next is the Bucks and the Rams. The Rams won a very good one against Seattle last week. Can the Bucks bounce back and knock?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Off the Rams.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I had the Rams losing last week, and the Rams showed me something. I mean, again, and I tell you, the thing that really showed me wasn't just, I mean, everyone's talking about Stafford and whatever like that. It was that defense.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they just threw Darnold in knots all game long. And that's the thing. Darnold is not a quarterback that just has a bad game just because. He saw a defense that he has not seen over the past 5 weeks. And so I was actually really impressed with the Rams win. I think this is going to be a very exciting game to watch because you do have two good and high-caliber offense that are going against each other. But I do think that home field does matter. I think the Rams have the home field advantage. And the Rams showed me something last week with that win on Seattle. So I'm going with LA on this one.
All right. The Panthers are going all the way across the country. You know, people go from east to west or west to east. They normally don't do it very well. And they're playing against the 49ers team with a lot of injuries, but they keep winning. Who winning this game?
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers are going to go all the way across the country just to get their tails whipped. That's going to be a long flight back. But and I had someone telling me the other day, they're like, you know, the Panthers looked really good last week in their OT. I'm like, y'all beat them. good win. You beat the Falcons in overtime.
Uh-huh.
So I just don't – I don't think that the Panthers are going to travel well. I don't think the Panthers are a consistent team. And listen, Bemis, you're right about the Niners and their health. And they have not been healthy all year long. But they are – this is probably the healthiest that they have been all year when mm-hmm. you consider all the various injuries that they have had. So I think the 49ers, I think we get a big day out of McCaffrey, and I think the 49ers beat the Panthers.
All right. So far you're taking all the home teams here, Governor.
Yeah. Home field advantage matters,
well,
man.
I probably can imagine what you're gonna take in the next game, okay? You got the gangrene coming to play against the purple, Jets taking on the Ravens. What happens in this game?
Yeah, gangrene feels about right because all of them seem they inflicted with something.
it's rotting. The team is
they're all
decaying.
Rotten. They're all rotten. like I just the Jets and listen, I got to give respect to my man Tyrod Taylor, only because he's a former Raven.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's gonna be under center for the Jets, but this is just a bad football team. And literally it's the offense, it's the defense, it's the special teams, it's the coaching. It's across the board. This is just not a good football team. And the fact that they now have to come to Baltimore, which, you know, and one thing I will say, Bemish, is that yes, we are on a 4-game winning streak. This would not have been the 4 most impressive games though.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens keep winning and listen, I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day of the week.
Yep.
But these have not been really impressive games. I think the Ravens still have a lot to show. But I also think that we're playing the Jets and we're going to be okay because the talent level of the Ravens versus the talent level of the Jets, it's not even in the same conversation at this point. And I don't think the Jets at all are going to have an answer for the Ravens running game and for what Derrick Henry is about to do to the New York Jets. So I think the Ravens, they hold home court.
Gangrene, the death of body tissue caused by loss of blood supply or serious bacterial infection, most commonly affecting the arms and legs or affecting the New York Jets.
There you go. I got you. 30 and
that
20.
Feels about right.
30 and 25, you win all home teams. I'm kind of thinking one of those teams, home teams, going to lose. I think they're going to be the Cowboys. I think the Eagles' defense is going to mess up Dak. But I'm looking to see you sitting at 34 and 26 or either 35 and 25 at the end of this week. We will see.
Let's go.
All right, man.
And when you add that down to our history, man, I'm getting ready to throw on my yellow jacket, man.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week as we do every week, man. Appreciate you for the time.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Governor Wes Moore joining us from the state of Maryland, making his picks as he does every week. And
I like that the governor.
I like the picks. We'll see which one. I just don't know about the Cowboys thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.